I'm going to tell you a story today. And while we're while I'm telling you the story, I want you to do the sound effects, okay?
Okay.
And I'll tell you what the sound effects are. We're going to do the wind. We're going to go...
Like this?
Yeah. Then we're going to do... Then we're going to do the rain. And when we do the rain, we're going to hit our... That. Yeah. Hear the rain, okay? You ready? It was dark and stormy night. Timmy was spending the night with his Aunt Lindy's apartment. Aunt Lindy had just tucked Timmy in and turned off the light when Timmy could hear the wind blowing outside. Then he heard the raindrops fall against the window. Timmy was starting to feel a little uneasy. Then he heard a an owl hooting. Timmy pulled the covers up over his head so he couldn't see anything. Then he heard the old grandfather clock right outside the hallway. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
Good clock.
Everything seemed so strange in this strange place. Even Aunt Lindy felt strange. Timmy could hear her in the next room playing some strange song on her trombone. Song, okay? Worst of all, there was a lump on the floor. Timmy couldn't figure out what it was.
A cat.
I don't know. But that lump, combined with all the strange sounds, was too much. He sat straight up in bed and yelled, "Aunt Lindy, Aunt Lindy, Aunt Lindy." Immediately, the trombone stopped, and Aunt Lindy rushed into Timmy's room. She turned on the light, said, "Timmy, what's wrong? What's wrong with you?" Timmy turned to her, told her about all the strange noises and the lump on the floor. "The lump on the floor," Aunt Lindy said. Then they both looked over to the floor. With the light on, they could see what it was. What do you think it was?
A cat.
No?
A pillow.
It was a lump of a stack of his clothes that he took off. That's what was on the floor. She turned back to Timmy and said, "It's okay to be scared. We all get scared sometimes. One of the things that makes me feel better is praying. It's one way I remember that even when I get scared, God is with me. Here's a little prayer I know, and we can repeat it after me if you want to."
Okay.
"Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For wrapping me.
For wrapping me.
In the blanket of your care.
In the blanket of your care.
Thank you, God.
God,
for caressing me, with the nightlight of your grace.
With the nightlight of your grace.
Thank you, God, for soothing me.
Thank you, God, for soothing me.
With the lullaby of your love.
With the lullaby of your love.
Amen.
Amen."
After they prayed, Aunt Lindy asked, "Can I get you anything? A glass of water, maybe?" Timmy smiled. And he said he was fine, and though he might be ready to sleep now, Aunt Lindy gave him a big hug and turned off the light. Timmy said the prayer his aunt taught him one more time. As he closed his eyes, he could still hear the same sounds as before, the wind blowing, the raindrops, the owl hooting, and the grandfather clock, tick-tock, tick-tock. But none of these sounds bothered him anymore. He knew what they were, and they all seemed nice now. He wasn't scared. But the strangest sound of them all, Aunt Lindley playing the trombone, was also the most soothing. Timmy wasn't sure he was hearing things correctly, but it sounded like he was trying to play a lullaby. And he was playing. She was playing "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star." Let us pray. Thank you, God, for giving us all these children. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in their life. In your name, we pray. Amen. Amen.